This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Some Native leaders in Alberta, Canada have added their voices to criticisms over separatism. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the province's premier has defended a pledge of a possible referendum on the issue.
The idea of Alberta separatism was floated in the later stage of Canada's national election in April. Alberta is the heartland of the Conservative Party, and some people appeared frustrated over a fourth Liberal term in office in Ottawa. And they raised the issue that long-standing grievances might lead to a move for separation. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, a Conservative, proposed legislation that would make it easier for citizens to call for a vote to secede from Canada. But that's concerning to many First Nations in the province and in Western Canada. Recently, chiefs of four Alberta First Nations issued a statement saying that any efforts to separate will be met with their full opposition. Here's Troy Bossman-Knowlton of the Piikani Nation.
Talk of separation is really insanity, because there is no pathway to separation. You can have all the referendums you want.
And Billy Joe Takaro of the Mikisew First Nation threw a copy of the proposed legislation into the air when he spoke.
Bill 54, this is what we think of you. You're garbage like that.
The chiefs say that large areas of the province are governed by sacred treaties between First Nations and the Crown, and those lands are held in trust by the Crown for the benefit of First Nations and not as property of the provincial government. And those treaties were made before Alberta entered into Confederation in 1905. And some Native leaders say for Smith to make that kind of a promise without engaging with First Nations shows the lack of respect for the original inhabitants of the land. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Tribal leaders, advocates, and California state lawmakers gathered at the state capitol in Sacramento Wednesday to raise awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous people. Native American Assembly member James Ramos, chair of the California Legislative Native American Caucus, held a press conference before hosting day-long events. Ramos says MMIP continues to gain momentum in the state.
This issue is nothing new. This is something that has plagued Indian reservations and tribal communities for a long time, for generations. What's new is that we're gaining allies in this fight for bringing awareness around and solving crimes against Native American people here in the state of California, allies in the legislature, allies in law enforcement.
Ramos says the day included a hearing to explore how to end violence on tribal lands.
We want to make sure that those families that are out there going through these different crises know that you're not alone, that we're standing side by side with you, trying to get you the resources that you drastically need. We continue to raise that voice here at the state capitol from within the halls of the legislature to ensure that California's First People truly do have a voice when it comes to public safety.
In the evening, a candlelight vigil was held with the Capitol Dome illuminated red to honor missing and murdered Indigenous people. Senators Lisa Murkowski, Jeff Merkley, and Brian Schatz are demanding urgent action from the Secretary of Health and Human Services. In a letter to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they said the Indian Health Service is unable to deliver quality health care services to American Indians and Alaska Natives as required by federal law. The senators say staffing shortages and a civilian hiring freeze have made matters worse for an already struggling system. They say not only medical services are in jeopardy, but also billing, appointments, lab work, and other essential tasks, even accreditation for IHS facilities. In the letter, the senators called on Kennedy to halt any further cutbacks without first engaging in meaningful tribal consultation. Murkowski, a Republican, is chair of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. Schatz, a Democrat, is vice chair. Merkley is also a Democrat and the ranking member of the Senate Interior Environment Appropriations Committee. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
DT Track, your healthcare partner across Indian Country, supports this show. DT Track provides culturally competent nationwide healthcare staffing to IHS, tribal, and urban health facilities. More at dt-track.com.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.